Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 197 on December the 18th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on New Oriental Education and Technology Group, ADR, Bank of America, and American Airlines. And we discussed three new trades on Galera Therapeutics, International Game Technology, and United States Steel Company. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the markets were lower week over week with both main equity indexes finishing the week down just shy of 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 605 points, ending the week at 35,365 points. The S&P 500 index gave back 91 points, closing the week at 4,620 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is the joy of no trade or not trading. Now, when I was a professional trader for trading companies and banks, I always had to be in the markets. As a trader, it's inevitable that at some point you will feel like every step you take is the wrong one. When you trade professionally, you have to stick it out and keep trading. Your only recourse is to adjust the size of your trade. You could trade larger, you could trade smaller, but you still had to trade. And that's why they're paying you to be there. So you have to trade. So as a retail investor, which means someone who's not being paid to do this by a company, I've discovered the joy of not trading. Now, during periods of less predictable market movements, I sometimes just like to sit back and wait. I know that my strategies work best in trending markets, and I also know that markets do eventually return to trending and being a little bit more predictable. Even if that trend is flat can be great sometimes too. So the worst thing you can do is force trades when the market conditions are not conducive to your style of trading. Many people experience FOMO, or the fear of missing out. That typically leads to people making bad decisions, bad choices, and that typically leads to losses. So by the time you experience FOMO, you've probably already missed the real trade. That's something I've had to stamp into my mind. I think many of you know I also trade crypto as well. And you can see something go up 320,000% or something silly like that and think, oh man, I should have gotten in. Let me get in now. The move already happened. The fear of missing out will lead you to making losses, bad decisions. So it's a lesson I've had to learn the hard way, and that's what I'm sharing with you. So just remember, if the market is not giving you the results you want, then take a breather. Experience the joy of no trade. So let's get into the trade review from last week. And with the market sort of swinging directions every other week, these results are not going to be good either. However, they're not horrible, but they're not the ones that I would have wanted. I prefer to win outright. So we'll start off with a covered call. We looked at a company I'd never really taken a look at before. It's New Oriental Education and Technology Group, Inc. It's an ADR. Symbol E as in Echo, D as in Delta, U as in Uniform. At the time, the stock was trading for $2.30 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling that January 2.5 call at 20 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 17.39% in 6 weeks. Well, EDU stock finished the week down 14 cents, closing at $2.16 per share. The call option we sold is 5 cents lower, leaving us with a net loss of a whole 9 cents this week. Now, if you were to close the trade. And we're still above the break-even point. And we haven't even moved enough to have a lower strike be the at-the-money strike. So the two half or $2.50 strike is still the main strike. So I would lean towards not making any adjustments. Part of me also says we have so little capital tied up in this trade that it just doesn't make sense to over-adjust or make any changes, make too many changes right now. Now, regardless of the amount of capital that's at play, it's important to trade using the same risk and money management rules that you would use for, you know, for a trade with higher capital requirements. But that being said, I still wouldn't make any adjustments to this trade just yet. Just gonna kind of wait it out and see what ends up happening. Our next trade from last week was a credit spread. We looked at Bank of America, symbol B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $44.52 per share. I looked at selling the January 44-43 put spread at 34 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. So Bank of America's stock lost 64 cents, ending the week at $43.88 per share. The out-of-the-money spread that we sold is now at the money. If you were to close the trade right now, you would likely lose 13 cents on the week. However, we're still 22 cents above our break-even point. So given the volatility in the markets lately, like I said, I'm hesitant to make any quick moves that also quickly create another loss. So if you absolutely felt compelled to make an adjustment, I'd consider selling a call spread. The January 45-46 call spread can be sold at 22 cents. That might be a good place to start, but of course, it also narrows your profit zone. You know, when you sell an iron condor, create an iron condor, it gives you a really tight profit range to be able to make money in this trade. So if you did that one, your profit would have to lie. Your most profit lies between $44 and $45. Anything beyond that, you might be actually wearing your maximum loss. So look, there's still 5 weeks until expiration in this trade. I would hold off before making any adjustments that might lead to, again, another loss or even just a higher likelihood of loss on the trade. So changing this from a credit spread, a short put spread, to an iron condor just means that you're selling a call spread against it, but you're narrowing your profit target. You are going to reduce your maximum loss. So when we started this trade, we sold the put spread for 34 cents, and our maximum loss was 66 cents. If we sold the January 45-46 call spread, we now have taken in a total of 56 cents on the spread, which means our maximum loss either way is 44 cents, but you're going to have that loss of 44 cents or somewhere thereabouts if stock doesn't finish right between $44 and $45 per share. So I'm not sure where this stock is going to hang, you know, finish up. We have so much time left. I just wait. I mean, with five weeks left before expiration, you can either decide to close the trade out totally or just sit back because we might get another swing higher, which would put this trade back exactly where we want it, which is, you know, having a price that is above $44 a share and leading us to having our maximum reward on this trade. So that's it for the credit spread. Our debit spread from last week was on American Airlines, symbol A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $18.01 per share. We looked at buying that January 17-18 call spread for 62 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 38 cents. That would be a 61.29 or almost 61.3% return in 6 weeks. Well, American Airlines chose to go down this week. No, I'm kidding. Don't you feel like that sometimes when a stock went down? Do you ever take it personally? Like, you know, now that I'm in the trade, they just chose to go down against me. Well, American Airlines lost $1.06 per share, ending the week at $16.95. The in-the-money spread that we bought is now just at the money once again. So if you were to close the trade immediately, you'd likely lose somewhere around 24 cents on this. And to make matters even worse, the stock went just slightly below our break-even point. Now, you could sell the January 19-20 call spread at 16 cents. that would allow you to collect a little bit. And at this point, I don't see that 16 cents is enough money for the additional risk that we would take on. Given some of the news about the possibility of more travel restrictions, I would not advise selling a put spread either against this trade, either directly or via an iron condor. Like I considered, you could always just sell the long call spread that we bought and then enter a new position. This would be a new trade. It would be an iron condor where you sell a call spread and sell a put spread. But much like the last trade, I'm gonna look to let a little more time pass to see if the stock is going to bounce back. So remember, if the stock rallies and you see a good time to exit the trade early, you can. Like, you don't have to wait until you get that maximum amount of profit to close this trade. I'm a fan of closing trades early sometimes, especially when it makes sense. So, you have to just understand risk and understand what's going on. For instance, selling a put spread against a call spread that you bought, that is, in the terms that we did last week, that's a Texas hedge, right? Those positions both benefit when stock goes up and not down. So that's not a hedge. That's just adding to, that's doubling down on your original thesis, your original trade. If you're gonna hedge this trade, if you're gonna hedge a long call, and you're gonna do it with options, you're going to sell a call spread against this long call spread that we already bought. Now, what will happen is this. Let's say you do trade that what do you call it, Jan 1920 call spread. You sell it at 16 cents. Well, now, since that's a dollar wide spread, you could actually lose, right? You could lose 84 cents on that trade. So let's say stock rallies and your original trade goes in the money. You're going to gain 38 cents the moment stock goes back or finishes above $18 a share. But if you sell the 1920 call spread, if stock does truly rally all the way to 20 cents, you're going to lose 84 cents on that spread. So net net, 84 cents, and you collected 38 on the first one. That's what 40. Oh, it'd help if I wrote this down. 46 cents. That you would end up losing net net, and the trade did exactly what you hoped. So that's why a lot of times the option really is either you're going to close the trade or you're going to just wait it out, because waiting it out doesn't cost you right now any additional money, because you paid the spread, you bought the spread, you've already lost the most that you can lose on this, right? It's the 62 cents that you paid to get in it. So if you add to the trade, every time that you add to a trade to minimize losses or adjust risk, now you've got additional possibilities that could take place. So you just have to be aware of what could happen and try and manage or mentally plan around that. All right, that's a lot on that. Let's go ahead and get into the new trades for this week. And for this week's trades, I have to admit that I wasn't overly excited. I selected most of them because the numbers work out. I'll likely wait a few days and see how the market looks before diving right in. So it's kind of hard to make profitable trades when the market's slightly up, slightly down, slightly up, slightly down. In a flat market, in a truly flat market, sometimes your best bets are selling iron condors. The problem with that right now is that some of the individual stocks are still swinging. So if you sell an iron condor on a stock that's swinging around big time, then you're also going to lose money. So, hey, maybe it's time for the joy of no trading, or at least for a few days. Now, of course, it's also the end of the year, and I'm fine giving myself a little bit of a breather to ease into the new year. So, you guys are feel free to give yourself a little vacation. I think the pricing for these trades will also improve. Like next week, as time gets shorter, with 4 weeks until expiration, I feel like people have a better understanding of where volatility, where price movement is, and they'll give you better pricing in the market. So just the prices were just not all that great this week. We of course have 5 weeks until the January monthly expiration on January, I believe that's January The 21st is the expiration for most of the options that we're for all of the options we're trading. We're using the monthly options, so that's something to keep in mind. And this is also a short week too. So the U.S. equity markets will be closed on Friday, December 24th for Christmas Eve. So keep all of those things in mind. That for me means that I'm going to hold off a little bit on these trades and get a sense of where the market is. But I wanted to at least share them as trades that I'm taking a look at right now. So we'll start off with the covered call. Looked at Galera Therapeutics, symbol G as in golf, R as in Romeo, T as in tango, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $2.96 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the January 5 call at 25 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 77.36% in 5 weeks. It's that high of a return because you would also be collecting the $2 in stock movement, or you'd be collecting a pretty significant, $2.04 in the underlying stock before you cross the strike for the call option. Now you enter the trade by buying stock for $2.96 and selling the January 5 call at 25 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $5 per share. And the break-even price on this trade is $2.71 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase is going to require $296, and you would collect $25 for selling the option. And this, again, is one of those low-capital trades that if you don't have a lot of capital to start with, you know, I don't know that I would absolutely advise covered calls, so I think you can get more bang for your buck on a credit spread or a debit spread. But with in any trade that you put on, when you have a limited amount of capital that you're putting up to get into the trade, chances are you're also limiting your risk. And on this trade, you're basically limiting your risk to about $271 in real terms. So not too bad. All right, our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread. Looked at International Game Technology. This is also a company I hadn't taken a look at before. It's I as in India, G as in golf, T as in tango. That's the symbol IGT. The stock ended the week at $25.75 per share. I'm looking at selling the January 25-24 put spread at 35 cents, which of course could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents. Now you enter the trade by selling the January 25 put at $1.20. And concurrently buying the January 24 put for 85 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $25 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $24.65, and in real terms, you'll collect $35 per spread that you sell and have $65 at risk. Our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at United States Steel Corporation, symbol X as in X-ray, or my favorite, X as in X-Men. Stock ended the week at $23.08 per share. I'm looking at buying the January 22-23 call spread for 60 cents, which would give us a maximum gain of 40 cents, or that would be a 66.67% return in 5 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the January 22 call for $2.16 and concurrently selling the January 23 call at $1.56. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $23 per share. Our break-even price on this trade is $22.60, and in real terms, you'll pay $60 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $40 per spread. So thank you guys so much once again for listening to the show. Thank you for following along with me this entire year. It's been, 2021 has been a crazy, crazy year, professionally and personally, but I'm still super excited about 2022. Some of you guys are going to be joining a mentorship program alongside me. We're gonna have some fun in 2022. So thank you once again for listening to the show, for supporting me over the years. And looking forward to an even better 2022. So Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone else. I will have a show next week. Since the markets close on Thursday, I'll probably try and get it posted by Friday morning and you know, with a nice 3-day weekend to celebrate the holiday with my family. That's it. Have a wonderful time, and we'll talk to you next week. All right. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.